Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Today's Homeowner Radio Show, a place that we can all have a lot of fun, learn a little bit along the way, and just relax a little bit. Danny Lipford here, along with my buddy Joe Truini.
Hello, everyone, and thanks so much for joining us today. Do you have a home improvement question? Of course you do. If you live in a house, chances are there are projects that you're working on or thinking about working on, especially here we are in the middle of winter, so you're probably trying to finish up some interior projects before spring rolls around a little while and you can move back outdoors. But regardless of what questions you might have about your home, give us a call. We'll see if we can help you out today.
That's right. Pretty easy to reach us. 800-946-4420 is the Today's Homeowner Hotline. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can let us know any question that you may have. Leave us any kind of comment on some of the things that you'd like to hear on the show. Or if you have a tip that's worked really well for you, well, share it with us and we'll share it with our listeners all across the country. Emails are certainly welcome as well. And you can send us one through our website, todayshomeowner.com/ask. So a lot of things are going on. Hey, we got a great show here. You know, if you have a shop around your home, whether you have a separate building that you use for your little workshop or you work out of the garage, dust is an inevitable problem. You got to control it. It'll get worse and worse and worse. We have somebody that's going to call in and talk about some problems they're having and maybe a solution that they're going to try. Certainly my buddy Joe has dealt with a lot of issues like that. And we also have a few tricks to kind of control that dust in your workshop.
Yeah, because not only is it sort of messy if you're not collecting the dust, but it's not great for your lungs. You know, you want to collect that dust as soon as possible directly from the source, meaning right out the back of the saw or the sander or whatever, before it gets airborne. There are some systems that we can talk about how to collect dust. And we're also LEDs, right? If you've installed any new light fixtures lately, or light bulbs for that matter, they're all LEDs, which are great because they're very energy efficient. They last forever practically, and they give a nice bright white light. But there are still some dimmer switches that are not compatible with LEDs. So we're going to talk about a brand new product at Home Depot that's going to, a dimmer switch that's going to take care of that problem by being compatible with just about every single LED you can find.
That's right. You know, LEDs are, that's part of our life now. So being able to still be able to dim those, a real important aspect of it. Hey, another thing we get a lot of calls about is, you know, using glue or adhesives. I mean, I use it for just about everything that I do. But if you have a little extra here and there, how do you get that off of a surface without damaging things? There's a few tricks there that might surprise you. So we're going to share those with you a little bit later this hour as well.
And I've got a simple solution coming up on using a manual screwdriver. That's right. Every now and then you have to use a manual screwdriver. And one reason is if you have a screw that's really stubbornly bit into that wood or wherever and you can't quite bust it loose, a power screwdriver, a drill driver can't always loosen it up. But if you use a manual screwdriver to at least crack it open and get it a little loose, then you can use the power tool. But how do you do that? Well, I've got a simple solution. There's actually three different ways that I can use a manual screwdriver to loosen a really stubborn screw.
Hey, also, I've been talking about a big trip that we make every year out to the International Builder Show and Kitchen and Bath Industry Show that runs all together there in Las Vegas. Hey, I found all kinds of things, lots and lots of different products and innovations that are on the market or about to hit the market. And throughout this hour, I'm also going to share with you a few of those that we have. But Joe, I'll tell you, you know, the other morning, I did another live hit on the Weather Channel, and right. I was on the way to the studio to get that. I pulled into a drive-through, and I thought something happened there that was very odd. So nobody was in line. I pulled right up to the speaker there, and ordered a biscuit and a cup of coffee. Well, I noticed on the screen there, now there's, as far as I know, there's no cameras out there. You're just talking right to a box, and they're talking back to you in a headset. So I noticed on the screen, chicken biscuit, okay, senior coffee.
Coffee?
What is a senior coffee? Interesting. So I pull around there, and the lady goes, "Good morning, sir. Here, I was able to offer you a senior citizen discount on your coffee." And so I went, well, wow, that's the first time anybody's offered me something like that. And I'm kind of perplexed because, now, wait a minute. How did she know how old I was by just talking. They must have a camera there.
You?
The next time I'm in a drive-thru, I'm going to find out, do you have a camera? Because hopefully my voice doesn't sound like a senior citizen.
No.
And nothing
first,
wrong.
It's a little presumptuous of her, even if she can see you.
I know it. Well, exactly. So anyway, I didn't know if that ever happened to you or if you ever heard anything like that, but I found that just kind of odd.
Yeah. Well, I bet it doesn't happen to very many women.
I know. That's,
right?
Yeah, you got to be careful on that. Anyway.
So how much did they save you, by the way, Mr. Senior Lipford?
I don't know. Maybe a nickel. I saved a nickel, so I'm gonna hold on to that. But anyway, the segment that we did for the Weather Channel was a pretty good one, talking about humidity. And, you know, in so many different areas of the country, certainly it's very different, but so many problems occur. We talk about humidity, excessive humidity in the home a lot of times, in the bathroom and in the kitchen and so forth, and very important to use that exhaust fan. But during the winter, those tables turn a little bit. You know, the accepted tolerance for relative humidity, as you know, Joe, is between 30% and 50%. But
right.
Often when you're using heaters, whether it's electric, gas, baseboard heaters, whatever kind you have, can really dry your house out considerably and drop down below that 30%. And again, I'll mention one of my favorite devices of all times, the hygrometer. You know, again, only $10 or $12 digital hygrometer, and it takes any of the guesswork out of exactly what's in your house. So using a hygrometer, if you're seeing consistently that it's going below 30%, there's a few things you can do, because you know, some of the problems people don't realize. First of all, asthma and allergy symptoms can get a lot worse. And Joe, did you know that cold and flu viruses spread a lot more rapidly in a low humidity environment in a home? I was surprised by that.
Yeah, I know it spreads more easily if it's warm, you know, if there's warm air and there's stale air, but I didn't realize that a humidity affected it.
Yeah, I know. I thought that was, you know, and of course, you know that it dries out your skin, chapped
right.
lips, and
yep.
actually you just feel colder. But also, as we know, that when that moisture is so low like that, you'll start seeing crown molding that has some little cracks in it because it just is contracting so much. You can see a trim around your doors and windows sometimes can separate. But something that's a real serious problem, and I know that this is a concern in your home, your piano gets out of tune.
And no, actually, my piano's in tune. I'm out of tune.
Oh, is that what it is? Well,
yeah, I'm out. And no matter what wrenches he brings, he can't get me into tune. So.
Yeah.
Marla just says, stay away from the keyboard.
So there's a lot of things that can happen in there. And, of course, you know, what can you do? Of course, whole house humidity systems are available that
right.
you can retrofit yep. in. Room-size humidifiers. You would think one little small device in the middle of a house is not going to help that much. But it's introducing moisture, and it definitely will raise your relative humidity, and so that even a small one like that can help a lot. Boiling water, you can actually put a big pot of water on and just let it slowly boil, introduce things in there. And then we always talk about using your bathroom exhaust fan. Well, maybe you shouldn't use it quite as much if you're seeing your hygrometer below 30%. So that's something to think about there. House plants are beautiful. They release moisture from their leaves and stems. That can help out a lot. And also even eliminating the use of your dishwasher and just let them air dry is releasing moisture into the air. It's completely contradictory to what we normally talk about here on Today's Homeowner, but it is something that a lot of people have trouble with. So get your hygrometer, do a little science experiment there. The kids will love it, and find out what kind of percentage of relative humidity you have in your home this winter.
Yeah, and if you're using a wood-burning stove to heat up either your house or a room or a pellet stove or anything like that, they dry out the air quicker than anything else. And if you have a flat surface on top of it, you know, sometimes the inserts are flush against the fireplace wall, so there's no real top surface, but there is. They make these little cast iron, look like pots, and they have a top on them that is latticed, meaning it's not a solid top. And you just fill it with water, put it on top of the stove, and that'll heat up, and that'll release some moisture into the air, which can help prevent it from drying out. And those hygrometers are great. Danny, I bought four of them, a set of four for $15.
Oh, there you go. Wow.
And they're small, they're like hockey pucks.
That's all you need.
Look like little hockey pucks. And I have one in four different places of the house, including one right here in my office. I check pretty regularly. And it does give you an idea of exactly, it has the temperature and the humidity.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I've been using one in my new house to make sure that we keep the humidity down because we don't quite have our air-conditioned heating yet. Should get it next week, but want to be able to make sure that it is working right and doing the right thing there. So anyway, we've got a lot of things to share with you. As a matter of fact, I'm going to tell you an amazing story. You'll just scratch your head about this on an appliance delivery that was to take place at my house. And it didn't take place.
Yeah, was going to take place is the key phrase. Yeah.
And I'll tell you what happened, and you'll scratch your head, and you'll just wonder, what in the world is going on? But also, I really look forward to sharing with you some of the different products that we saw at the International Builder Show and Kitchen and Bath Show. It was amazing. Over 110,000 people. So I got a lot to share with you there and a whole lot more right here on today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When it comes to your bathroom, the shortest distance between outdated and updated is a trip to the Home Depot's Days of Doing Bath event. Like vanities up to 40% off, faucets from only $49, plus a wide selection of online bath products. Can't make the trip? We can deliver. It's a good time to be a doer and a saver. Now at the Home Depot, how doers get more done. Limited time only. Event end dates vary by store. See store for details.
Is keeping out the cold on your to-do list? With Duck Brand weatherization products, you can quickly and easily make your home more comfortable and efficient, saving you energy dollars along the way. Duck Brand's affordable product line includes a roll-on window kit that comes in different sizes and strengths, including standard and max strength. These kits create a weather-tight seal with no hassle and no measuring. That's my kind of DIY project. To learn more and find a retailer near you, visit duckbrand.com.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
We certainly appreciate you tuning in to today's Homeowner Radio Show each and every week. It's heard on radio stations all over this great country, including WPTF AM 680 in Raleigh, North Carolina.
And a special shout out to General Manager Chris Ganutis. Thank you, Chris, for putting us on the air there. Raleigh, Danny, is the state capital of North Carolina and the second largest city behind... Charlotte.
Yeah, there you go. Yep.
And Raleigh is known as the City of Oaks because it has many oak trees lining the city streets downtown. And it's also one of the fastest growing cities in the country with a population now, I think it's a little over 465,000.
So oh, is that right?
If even a small percentage of those homeowners give us a call, that's going to be great. We'll have plenty of people to have on the line and see if we can help them out.
And we've really been getting a lot of calls and a lot of emails from the Raleigh area and a great group of people that are behind that station, including Chris. So a special hello to everybody there and hope all of your home improvement projects are going well. If you need any help at all, you know what to do. Pick up the phone, 800-946-4420, or send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Right now, let's go to North Dakota. Tom is on the line to talk a little bit about dust collection. Tom, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Danny and Jill. Thanks for entertaining my question.
Absolutely. It's an interesting one, and we all either have a woodworking shop or many people would love to do so, but tell us what you're going through there.
Well, I'm putting together a small woodworking shop in my basement. It's roughly 12 feet by 14. And, of course, I've got some tools already in there, a table saw, a band saw, and, I got a few other things. But nevertheless, one of the things that I really need to address is dust control. And I'd like to be able to, put something together that makes sense. And I've been looking at the various different options out there. And, boy, there's all a lot of different ones. I guess my biggest question is what is the biggest need? I'm thinking probably the biggest chip generators are probably the ones we should probably determine as far as the what capacities are needed and things like that.
Right. Well, I tell you what, I'm with my new place I'm building, I have a workshop that's completely finished as far as the walls and the floor and everything, and I'm about to do the same thing you're looking at, Tom, and figuring out how to control that dust in there, though I won't be doing big woodworking projects. I still will be using it a lot, but I've got the guy, and I know the guy that can explain everything about dust control, and it's my buddy Joe Truini, because Joe, you have dealt with this an awful lot over the years with all the different magazine articles, internet articles, and so forth that you've dealt with. Tom and I are listening intently on your advice.
Okay. All right. Well, Tom, you're right to try to address this before you get the shop all set up, because nothing worse than putting all your tools in place and getting and working there and then realizing I need a dust collection, because often it's going to be going behind these tools, and so you might have to build them off the wall a little bit. But as far as what creates the most dust, it's typically any kind of router or shaper, a miter saw or a radial arm saw for those people who still have radial arm saws, and of course a table saw. But at least with a table saw, it's typically getting blown straight down. It's a little easier to catch. With a miter saw, everything's getting blown off the back and it's going everywhere. It's coming out over the top of the blade and behind the saw. So usually there's a hood setup. But you mentioned you'd looked into some systems. Now, there are some DIY systems. In fact, if you go online, you'll probably find hundreds of them that you could make from PVC fittings and 5-gallon plastic buckets. And they work really well. And the best system would be anything that establishes a two-stage dust collection, meaning all the wood chips and dust go into the first stage, which collects all the larger chips, and then into the vacuum itself will go the smaller chips, because it works more efficiently and doesn't clog up the filter. So that's the first thing you want to check. Have you looked, Tom, at any ready-made systems, any manufacturers that you're considering?
Oh, yes. There's all sorts of different dust collection systems. I guess what I'm looking at is probably the ones that could probably take out the least footprint.
Yeah.
One of the things I was looking at, Joe, is basically a shop vac, probably a larger capacity than what I have. But right. I was almost thinking of almost like a three-tier type job, basically where you set your shop vac on the lower level,
right,
and then have a dust collector or a dust separator in there somewhere.
Yeah.
To get everything accomplished.
That's exactly what you won't need. And the other thing you'll discover when you either buy a system or make one is you can buy all the fittings. Some of them are just standard fittings that you'd get, setting up any kind of PVC pipe. But they also make shop collection fittings like gates, these slide gates. Because what you want to do is you want to concentrate the pressure, the power of this vacuum. You want it sucking air from all the machines if you're only using one. So you close the gates to all the machines you're not using, and it delivers more power to the one machine you are, or two machines you are, whatever. And the other thing I would highly recommend is get a device that you plug your tools and your shop vac into, and it goes on and off automatically. So when you flip on, let's say, the table saw, the vacuum automatically comes on. And then when you turn the saw off, the vacuum runs for about 5 to 10 seconds, depending on the device, and it clears the line. This way, you're not flipping two or three switches every time you want to run the vacuum. So it's a little hard to describe the entire system because I don't see your shop or your tools. But that's the basic way you want to set it up, with some kind of either clear plastic pipe that they sell with the systems, which is nice because if there's a clog, you can see it, or do a DIY system with a 5-gallon bucket. Get something. There's a thing called the Dust Deputy from the company. I think it's Oneida, something like that. And it's designed to work in conjunction with your existing shop vac to create that two-stage dust collection system.
That's a really remarkable concept there, as far as being able to flip a switch and have everything either come on or go off.
Yeah, that's great.
I really like that idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, good, Tom. Will you get everything set up, get that dust under control, and start cranking out some beautiful pieces of wood out there?
That sounds super. Thanks for the opportunity, guys. Thanks for your comment.
Of course, Tom.
Hey, our pleasure, Tom. Have a great weekend. Thanks for being with us.
Sure. Thanks. You too. Bye.
Hey, mention the IBS and KBiz. Let me mention a couple products here. One is from Dowel Tile, and it's their, listen to this, Joe, it's a Revo Tile System.
Right.
It is a porcelain tile floating floor.
How's that going to work?
Porcelain tile, floating floor, no thin set needed.
Right.
You put it right down on the floor, and you can grout immediately. It's available right now. It's real DIY friendly.
Wow.
That's a pretty cool. I mean, I saw it on the floor, and I'm telling you, it looked awesome. They had a 1 foot by 2 foot tile system down there, and that was really good.
I trust Dal Tile. I've used their products for years, but I can't imagine that grout lasts on a floating floor. What keeps it from cracking and popping out?
Yeah. Well, they just said that they had, you know, a slight adhesive on the back of the Revo tile that would kind of keep it in place. So, it's been out since October of 2019. So I guess they have that. Another thing we saw, you know, Velux skylights have been around forever. They're the best out there, I think. And they have one, of course, that automatically monitors your indoor air quality. If the humidity gets too high, it will slowly open. If the CO2 level gets too high or temperature gets too high within your house, it will automatically open. Now, if you get a little rain shower, it automatically closes, and it's also can be voice activated through Alexa and Google Assistant. It's got an app, it's got a remote control, all of these things, and no wires necessary because it's completely solar powered. So,
That's really good.
Installation a lot easier, and kind of one of those things that's just with the thing that we talk about, and I mentioned it a few months ago, how big indoor air quality issues are going to be this year. And here's a great example of a worldwide company like this trying to help the American consumer with indoor air quality issues. So several different things. And any of these things that I mentioned, we'll have more information for you available on todayshomeowner.com/radio. We've got a lot more coming up, including a very interesting dimmer that will allow you to dim almost any LED light bulb. You're going to want to hear about it and where it's available. We'll tell you all about it when we come back here on Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
Need help with a project? We've got hundreds of videos to give you a hand. Go to todayshomeowner.com/videos to browse our video channel.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Brohn. If there's a tip or piece of advice you may have missed, find it at todayshomeowner.com/radio.
Hey, Joe, I'll tell you, it never ceases to amaze me how problem solution just is a big part of everything that happens with your home.
Right.
And this best new product kind of addresses one of those things. And this best new product segment is brought to you by the Home Depot, how doers get more done. Dimmers are a great addition to lots of spaces because they allow you to change the atmosphere in a room with the intensity of the light. But not all dimmers work with some of the new LED bulbs that most of us are using now. That's why the new Sonata Touch dimmer with LED technology comes in really, really handy. It's been tested on thousands of bulbs, dozens of brands for superior dimming of LED incandescent and halogen bulbs. It's very easy to install because it works with your existing wiring, whatever the age of your home, and it does not require a neutral wire. You tap the rocker to turn the lights on and off and swipe the built-in light bar to brighten or dim the lights, just like you swipe your smartphone. And plus the light bar on the switch glows softly to help you find it in a real dark room. So if you're interested in the Sonata Touch Dimmer with LED Plus technology, log on to homedepot.com. So there's another solution if you've hooked that, you know, put a LED light in and you start changing your dimmer, go, what's happening here? Something must be wrong. This will solve the problem right there. Pretty cool, isn't it, Joe?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, another tip is if you're going out to buy LED fixtures, always check the packaging carefully and make sure it does say compatible with dimmers, because some of them aren't. In this case, it won't be an issue, but if you have an existing dimmer, you know, you want to make sure that the light is, because some LEDs just aren't. So in this case, you know, you solve the problem with this new dimmer switch.
Exactly. Well, certainly electrical is a big part of our homes, and occasionally there's a few problems with it. Let's go to Virginia right now. Alan is on the phone with us and has a little issue that he's dealing with. Alan, welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show.
Hi, Danny and Joe. Thanks for taking my question. And probably and more important is thanks for putting those past episodes of Today's Homeowner on Prime.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a binge watcher as much as possible.
Beautiful.
Oh, that's great.
Beautiful. Well, get ready. We're shipping a whole new season to the guys there. It'll be up in a few weeks. And you'll be able to see a whole nother batch of shows. And we appreciate you mentioning that because there's a lot of people watching Today's Homeowner television show on Amazon Prime right now. So appreciate that.
And Joe, thanks for putting simple solutions around 6 minutes into the episode. I can always fast forward to it.
that was Danny's intention.
Yeah,
fast forward right past Danny to get to me. Well, thank you, Alan. I appreciate it. If you ever want to binge watch Simple Solutions, you can watch just the Simple Solutions at thetodayshomeowner.com. But thanks a lot. We appreciate it.
You betcha. Well, guys, I've got a little challenge. I got a 15-year-old house. And all of a sudden, about 9 months ago, I've got one circuit that is blowing the circuit.
Right.
The circuit supports one foyer light and three gang sockets, along with two sockets on the outside. It started blowing, and now it's an immediate blow. I basically reset it. It immediately shorts out. And I'm thinking that, you know, my guess is that one of the sockets is shorted, so instead of me going out and, you know, process of elimination, taking one socket out, see if the short goes away, well, you know, do you have any advice? One of the sockets on the outside has a GFI, and I'm wondering if that's the culprit, that maybe that's shorted out the circuit.
Okay. All right. Good. Well, you're certainly thinking along the logical lines there, and it is a trial and error type of process. But I'll tell you, you know, breakers do go bad, and that's the simplest thing to do if you're comfortable with working around the high voltage scenario there. But to remove that one breaker, take it out and replace it. I would suggest you take it with you to the home center because there's, you know, several different type of mountings on those. Get the exact same ampage as well as the mounting, and just try that and put it in there. If it throws then you know it's further down the line, and certainly the GFCIs are always prone to failure. They'll generally trip the reset button on the GFCI, but sometimes it will go on through the circuitry and get to the breaker. But Joe, don't you think just if you try the breaker first,
right,
and then maybe change out the GFCI because they are notorious.
Yep.
I think that's the two most likely things it might be dealing with, unless there's some damage along the circuit.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always hesitant to give Alan electrical device over the phone because there's so many different, first of all, there's a lot of things that can go wrong, and there's so many different ways circuits are wired. It's always hard to give you, you know, exact advice other than call an electrician. And I would definitely call an electrician before I did any work on the main breaker itself. And if you're going to upgrade to a arc fault interrupter breaker, because you know typically the reason it would trip, especially when you try resetting it and it trips immediately, is either you're overloading the circuit, which doesn't sound like is happening, or if there's a short circuit when the hot wire, the black wire, touches the white wire, the neutral, or if there's a wiring problem inside the appliance itself, you know, which again that doesn't sound like it's the problem here. But yeah, I think it might be the ground fault, which is with that outdoor outlet. Those are, you know, as Danny mentioned, those are often troublemaking because they're exposed. They have their own little, as you know, you can reset them at the outlet itself. But if it keeps tripping, then I'm not sure what else it could be other than the breaker. But again, I would highly caution anyone fooling with the breaker itself. I think that's a job for the electrician.
Well, I appreciate that. I was just thinking that I would just take the one GFI out, take it, you know, basically unwire it,
right,
reset it, and see if it stays. Then that is the culprit. If it's not, then I'll just rehook that one up and then go replace the breaker.
Right, or replace that GFCI, get a new one, and hook it up and see if that solves the problem as well.
Okay.
Well, good, Alan. We certainly appreciate you being with us here on Today's Homeowner Radio, as well as watching us on Amazon Prime. If we can help you any other way, let us know, and have a great weekend.
Thanks, Danny. Thanks, Joe. Thanks for all you do.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that a lot. And, you know, that is true, though, Joe, with, you know, electricians are really not that expensive. You get into a situation like that, they have some tricks that can really make it go a lot quicker. Actually, Joe, they can short circuit the process. Get it?
Oh, wait. Let me write that down.
Oh, wow. Hey, we're going to go to the joke book and pull out some more during this short break. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
So you like improving your home? Me too. Join me, Chelsea, at checkinwithchelsea.com for even more home improvement tips, tricks, and inspiration. I love improving my home and sharing the ups and downs with you so we can all learn together. Every month, I post a new project or how-to video with lots of other DIY posts in between. If I can do it, I know you can too. So drop by checkinginwithchelsea.com or follow me on Instagram at checkinginwithchelsea.
Kill mold and mildew with one simple spray. Wet and forget indoor mold and mildew disinfectant cleaner. Just spray, wait 10 minutes, then wipe clean. You're done. Use it in the bathroom, kitchen, basement, attic to clean, deodorize, and disinfect. Wet and forget indoor mold and mildew disinfectant cleaner. No scrubbing, no bleach, no fumes. Get Wet and Forget Indoor at participating Ace, True Value, and Do It Best hardware stores or visit wetandforget.com for a store near you. Are you hooked on home improvement? Take our easy-to-understand and practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading our Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have the latest tips and answers to your home improvement questions. Subscribe today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn a lot more. When you're working with wood, it's important to have the right tool for the job. Whether you need hand tools, power tools, finishing supplies, or just some good advice, the place to go is woodcraft.com. If you prefer hands-on help, stop by one of the 75 Woodcraft retail stores where you'll find classes taught by woodworking experts plus all the latest woodworking tools and supplies. Woodcraft for all your woodworking needs. Visit them in person or at woodcraft.com or call 1-800-535-4486.
Bonding heavy materials to vertical surfaces requires an adhesive with grabbing power you can trust. Titebond's Ultimate Tight Grab Adhesive is an advanced formula with twice the initial vertical bond strength of most other similar adhesives. Just press the work into place and go. Tight Grab, the game-changing adhesive that lets you bond heavy materials to vertical surfaces with confidence. Available at select Lowe's locations, visit tightbond.com for details.
Bath fans aren't just for the bathroom anymore. Moisture and poor air quality can affect any room in the house. Home gyms, nurseries, and craft rooms are just a few places you might find moisture, allergens, and toxins. Poor indoor air can lead to health issues. Braun has a wide variety of humidity and motion sensing ventilation fans, and for the music lover, an exhaust fan with Bluetooth technology and speakers that let you sing along to your favorite tunes. Learn more at Braun.com. Braun Newtone, come home to fresh air.
You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio, the number one place for practical, realistic home improvement tips.
Okay, Joe, you know I've had a lot of stories that come out of building a house.
Right.
And of course, you know, this I've been at this for a while, but we're very, very close. So time for appliances. You know, you don't want the appliances too early, you know, because you don't want to tempt anybody. So we ordered the appliances. I won't say the store that we ordered them from, but they hired an independent contractor, apparently, to deliver them. Now, you know, you've been down to where I'm building my new house.
Sure.
And it's about a mile long road, maybe half mile long road that's gravel. You know, it's shells. It's easy to navigate down and so forth. And so we're set up to have the delivery there. And I had one of the guys that worked for me down there to do some things and to meet the guys to get everything in.
Were you there personally?
No, I wasn't there. No,
oh, okay.
I had Bear down there, and Bear was going to coordinate everything. So the guys drive up, and they, you know, and I have shells going into my house and circular driveway and all. And I'm not planning on putting concrete. I'm planning on putting, you know, some pea gravel formed up real nice and all that later on. So the guys get there and they say, we can't deliver here. They go, well, why? I said, well, we can't deliver unless we can drive over asphalt or concrete or pavers. And okay, so Bear calls me and I said, you got to be kidding. I said, put the guy on the phone. So I got on the phone. He goes, well, sir, we cannot deliver to your home because you do not have a proper driveway or sidewalk. So you'll have to call us back. And I said, did you look over your shoulder there and notice that you just drove down a non-paved road to get to my house? Well, that doesn't, and also we don't want our hand truck to get any dirt on its wheels.
Oh boy.
And I went, somebody's pulling my leg. I thought for sure Someone was punking me a little bit here. But they would not, I'm talking about a truckload.
Right.
Full. He goes, we cannot go. I said, did you know I had a 62 foot long semi truck delivering things just yesterday? Do you think your little 28 foot truck's going to cause a problem on my driveway? I don't think so.
Right.
Well, they turned, before I could get to their boss and talk to him, they turned around and left.
I don't know what to say about people like that.
I said, wait. I said, call those guys up. Tell them to turn around, man up, and get my appliances in my house. Well, they couldn't and didn't, but they set up a new delivery 7 days later.
And what's going to be different 7 days later?
A different crew, I assume.
Oh.
Because I told them I didn't want those guys back.
Yeah.
So anyway, how bizarre is that? I mean, what, if I don't have a concrete or asphalt, I cannot deliver your 8-10 appliances or whatever and everything. Oh, so I'm going to take them back to the warehouse, unload them, load them again. So anyway, welcome to the old...
I can't deliver it because I don't want to get my hand truck dirty.
I know.
Well, I tell you what, I'll buy the hand truck off of you when you're done.
I will wash it for you. I mean, we told them, we said, look, we got plywood. We put plywood right now. And plus, they're going to be able to back right up to the porch.
Right.
You're not even going to have to get on the... Anyway.
Should have called the salesperson who is earning a commission on all those appliances and see if they how they feel about that.
Oh, I will be. Let me tell you that. Well, let's shift gears and get back on the phones. Helga joins us right now from Missouri. Helga, welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show.
Hello. How are you doing today?
We're doing great and hope that we can help you with this little challenge that you have. Tell us all about it.
Okay. Well, I recently took that first step and I removed the shower doors and frames from my guest bathroom.
Uh-huh.
And I have tried a number of things. I was left with a yellow line where you can see where the frame was, and it's an acrylic tub. And I've tried multiple things, acetone, baking soda, hydrogen peroxide, toilet bowl cleaner, and nothing seems to take that away. And I'm hoping that maybe you have a special fix for this or something that I can use.
Okay. Well, I know exactly what you're talking about because, boy, we remove a lot of shower doors and things like that. And you have that residue buildup on it. And acrylic is pretty tough. It can tolerate a lot of things. And Joe, Helga has certainly tried a number of things here. What would you suggest she try now?
Yeah, Helga, is it just a stain in the surface or is it a buildup of something along on the tub, like on top of the surface? It's not a buildup
of
like
caulk.
No, I think
it's in the tub, in it.
Right, so it's like stain.
I used Goo Gone and got all of the caulk removed from there.
Oh, okay,
but this is just like a yellow stain.
Yeah. Okay, well, if you used acetone and that didn't take it off and it didn't harm the tub, then I harm the acrylic, then you could probably use pretty much anything. And I do, you know, there's a little caveat there, but you know, because acetone, you know, if acetone didn't dissolve it or take the gel coat off or whatever, then because that's a really strong solvent. The only other thing, since you tried a few things, I would try oxygen bleach mixed with hot water to form a thick paste and smear that paste onto the yellow stain. And you can just do a short section to see if it works. Wait 10 minutes or so and then scrub it off and see if that helps. Because if that doesn't work, I'm not sure what else would bleach it out.
Okay. Well, thank you. I really appreciate that.
Okay, Helga. Let us know if that works, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you'll see some success with that and be able to get that. Because, you know, it's one of those things that others may not see it, but every time you take a shower or in the bathroom, you probably focus on it. So maybe that'll dull it down a little bit and make it acceptable along the way. There's always just a cleaning up glue, cleaning up residue, cleaning up things like that. There's a lot of tricks out there to make that a lot easier so that you don't damage that surface, which will make the whole thing a lot worse. Hey, coming up, we're going to have a simple solution for you. And also, I'll share with you one more product that I ran into at the International Builder Show. This one is a smart flower. We'll tell you all about it when we...
Smart what?
Smart flower.
Okay.
We'll tell you all about it when we come back here on today's Homeowner Radio. Are you hooked on home improvement? Take our easy-to-understand and practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading our Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have the latest tips and answers to your home improvement questions. Subscribe today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn a lot more.
There's never been a better time to be a doer. Not with the Home Depot in your corner. And new digital tools on our Home Depot app, like image search. Snap a picture with our app, find just what you need. And our product locator will not only tell you how many we've got, it'll lead you right to them in the store. Oh, and if you can't make it to the store, we can deliver. From time-saving tools to game-changing innovations, it's a good time to be a doer at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Looking to update the look of your fireplace mantle? I've got just what you need at checkinginwithchelsea.com. Just search for fireplace plans for free printable plans. Then watch my how-to video of this simplistic but sophisticated design, and you're on your way to building your own fireplace mantle too. I can't wait to see what you build, so be sure to share your mantles by tagging me on social media. I'm at checkinginwithchelsea. Again, the plans and video are online now at checkinginwithchelsea.com.
Looking for easy home improvements? Instantly refresh the look of your bathroom by changing the grill on your bath fan or by adding one with a decorative light. If your mirror stays foggy after a shower, it's time for a new bath fan altogether. The Brone Upgrade Kit lets you convert your bath fan to a new one in less than 10 minutes. In the kitchen, consider replacing your range hood with a Brone under cabinet hood. It's so easy to install, you don't even need a contractor. Learn more at Brone.com. Brone New Tone, come home to fresh air.
Welcome back to Today's Homeowner Radio. Here are Danny and Joe.
Hey, Joe, you know, I was telling you about some of these products from the International Builder Show and KBiz. And one we saw here, you know how sometimes they have products and you look at it, you look at the price tag and you go, they're not going to sell a lot of those. And I think that's the case with the Smart Flower. Now, this is a solar panel system that's all contained in one unit, and it actually looks kind of like a flower. Now, okay. What it does is it actually moves and tracks the sun all day long for maximum solar energy capture. It's self-cleaning, and it will collect 6,000 kilowatts annually, typically enough energy to run an average 2,500 square foot home.
Wait a minute. Yeah. This is a single flower we're talking about?
Single flower. Now, it's a
is
fairly...
Is it the size of a radar dish?
It's pretty large. It's 6 or 7 foot tall, but the punchline is it costs $25,000.
Well, you could probably make that up in 2 or 3 centuries, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I know it.
After, bill?
Yeah, when your great-great-great-great-grandkids would go, wow, that was cool, that old dude bought
what
that.
What happens when a dog comes and pees on it? Does
no,
it short out the...
Short-circuit the whole
or
thing.
Or the deer start chewing on it. How does that work out for you?
Well, that's pretty complex there. Let's get simple with a simple solution, Joe. What do you have for us?
Okay, Danny, I had mentioned earlier about this simple solution on 3 ways to loosen stubborn screws with a manual screwdriver. And here you go. If it's a square shaft screwdriver, you can use an adjustable wrench, just tighten it onto the shaft of the screwdriver. And as you press down with one hand, you can use the wrench to turn the shaft, and that gives you a little extra leverage. If it has a hexagonal shaft, if the screwdriver has a hexagonal shaft, you can get a small ratcheting box end wrench. and you can slip that over the tip of the screwdriver, and it fits right onto the shaft of the screwdriver. And again, you can use that as leverage just to turn the wrench. But if it has a round shaft, some of them do, then, you know, neither wrench would work. But you can use locking pliers, right? Vice grip pliers, just lock it right on there. And you can use that for a little extra leverage. And in all three of these techniques, the wrench or the pliers, you want to set it pretty close to the tip of the screwdriver, right down close to the screw head, because that will give you the most amount of torque. And again, once you crack it loose and it gets a little loose, then you can use a drill driver and some other tool to pull that fastener out.
All right, that's great. I'll tell you, there's nothing more frustrating than being right in the middle of a project and you've got one screw that just screeches everything to a halt. So another great simple solution, and you can see a lot more simple solutions. You hear them on the radio. Well, you can see over 500 of them at todayshomeowner.com/simple solutions right now. You need to join in on that one. And a lot of fun this hour, Joe. We went through a lot of things, helped a lot of people all over the country. And
absolutely,
certainly we appreciate all the emails and calls that we get each and every week. Reminder on that, 1-800-946-4420 is the Today's Homeowner hotline. And if you want to send us an email, you can do that anytime by going to todayshomeowner.com/ask. Now, that's going to wrap up the first hour of Today's Homeowner Radio. If you're listening to a station that doesn't carry the second hour, well, don't worry. You can head over to todayshomeowner.com right now, todayshomeowner.com/radio, to see what's happening in the second hour. And don't forget our podcast. You can find out all about it at todayshomeowner.com/podcast. I'm Danny Lipford along with Joe Truini. Thanks so much for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.
If there's a tip or piece of advice you may have missed, find it at todayshomeowner.com/radio.
Hey, we want to hear from you at Today's Homeowner Radio. Call the Today's Homeowner hotline anytime, 800-946-4420, or send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Again, thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.